Amanda, AMANDA, Cherry, CHERRY, 39 or 40-year-old woman, comes in today with symptoms of arm pain, leg pain, or she's 39 still. Swelling and bruising both legs, swelling and bruising both arms, ankle pain, nausea, vomiting, headache, dizziness, history of high cholesterol, history of carotid stenosis, history of mild PVD. Patient recently was in the hospital this week because of assault by her husband. She has known him for 13 years. They've been married 3 years. Since then, she's been having a lot of trouble with nausea and vomiting. She has a history of gastroesophageal reflux, which may have worsened. Also has chronic ulcerative colitis, which she sees a specialist for and has been on different medications in the past. Patient's medication, I've created a new list, opposite page. Allergy, created a new list, opposite page. Medical problems, obesity, fibromyalgia, back pain, leg pain, ulcerative colitis, anxiety, migraine, headaches, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Patient used to be on blood pressure medication. She's off of it now, and that's why her blood pressure is elevated. She takes tramadol for pain up to twice a day a month, 60 tablets a month. Family history, dad's pretty healthy. Mom has heart disease, lung disease, and lots of other medical issues and problems. Let's make a medication list real quick. Allergy, morphine, then tramadol, 50 milligram up to 2 a day. Furoset, 50/300/40 as needed, 90 a month. PRN for headache, then fish oil, one tablet twice a day, then Crestor, 20 milligram once a day, ibuprofen, Crestor, ibuprofen slash naproxen slash Celebrex for musculoskeletal pain, but she knows not to take them together. Imitrex, PRN for headaches, Cymbalta, 20 milligram a day, 60, sorry, and patient is off her NOCO at this time. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's cut down to half a pack a day, she's not working, she's married. Surgery, tubal ligation, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsils, and adenoids. Family history, we talked about that. Immunization for COVID, up to date. Allergy, morphine, we talked about that. Make sure you make a medication list on a separate sheet of paper for me. She weighs 257, lost 7 pounds, 99%, 98, 16, 82, 165 over 100. Heart positive, home positive, stood lungs, bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. There's swelling and bruising on both arms. There's evidence of raccoon eyes. There's tenderness over the epigastric area. There's also bruising in the thigh region, questionable hematoma bilaterally where she was struck by her husband. Number one, hypertension. Resume lisinopril 20/25, one a day. Put that on the medication list, please. Next time we'll come back next week. Next time we'll draw blood. Next number, evaluate or review the x-rays and the blood work that was done in the emergency room. Next time is concussion. Next time is nausea and vomiting. Next time is abdominal pain. Next time is this seems to be improving. Next time is abdominal ultrasound shows no changes from last year. Next time is headache. Next time is vertigo. Carotid ultrasound reveals no changes from last year once again. Bilateral arm pain with bruising. There's lots of hematomas from 3 to 4 centimeter upper arms, lower and lower legs, but there's no evidence of DVT and mild PVD as before. Next one is fibromyalgia. Next one, echocardiogram shows no significant change except for LVH. Next number, patient is not with her husband at this time. Next one is she has a safe place to go to. Next one is police is aware of issues. Next one is migraine headache. Next one is fibromyalgia. Next one is ulcerative colitis per specialist. Next number, reevaluate patient's condition next week. Next one is check blood work at home on a regular basis and bring us a list of that as well. Next time we will call patient with blood results. Thank you.